This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Ceres Accelerator and Sustainable Capital Markets' very own Stephen Rothstein talking about a report that his organization and Filene Research Institute partnered on called The Changing Climate for Credit Unions. We talked about what's in that report, the challenges and opportunities that were discovered in this report for credit unions as they relate to climate change. And then we also talk about what the president's bill signing, the Inflation Reduction Act, what does that mean for credit unions? So really good stuff here from Stephen, so I hope you check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking about the changing climate and then how that relates to credit unions. We're going to put the two together today with Mr. Stephen Rothstein from Ceres Accelerator for Sustainable Capital Markets. Stephen, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm great. Nice to see you, Mike.
I apologize for the pronunciation. It's Ceres, right?
Ceres, yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh my gosh, it's spelled C-E-R-E-S. So put that in your memory bank, and we'll move forward here. Because you guys partnered with Filene Research Institute on a report called The Changing Climate for Credit Unions. And oddly enough, well, not oddly enough, but coincidentally enough, it has to deal with climate change as well and what's going on there and how that relates to financial services. So I'm really fascinated with this. So before we get to, and we're also going to segue into what the president's bill signing, the Inflation Reduction Act, means for credit unions as well. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about the changing climate for credit unions report here. So can you give us a quick overview on this report that you and Filene partnered on?
Sure. First, Filene is a great partner, of great respect for what they're doing. And through this, met with a number of credit unions and associations. Again, enormous respect for the work. This highlights is that all financial institutions in the country, banks, insurers, and credit unions, they have risk in their portfolio. They have it both in their investment side and in their products, where their loans are. And this is the first time there had been a report that had focused on the credit unions. So in summary, there are 60% of the credit union branches that are in high-risk climate areas, where there's fires, floods, tornadoes, things like that.
Yeah.
So if you assume that the loans tend to be around where their location is, that means there could be as much as $1.2 trillion of exposed risk in terms of the balance sheet. Again, not that everyone's going to have a fire or flood all in the same day, but they're happening more and more frequently. So it talks about the risks. It also talks about the enormous opportunities, which we'll talk about in just a minute.
Okay. There,
and then it has a set of recommendations, what we hope every credit union does.
Okay. So what was the impetus of this report? What kind of sparked the idea to do something like this? Was it the kind of the bigger picture, the climate change picture here? Or got the ball rolling here?
And we had done two reports on the banking industry, talking about the risk for some of the bigger banks, and kept running into people talking about credit unions. And so I was connected with Filene. Filene, one thing led to another, and to say that, you know, that they're different, they're unique in their own ways, and to think about the risks. There are some financial things they have to think about, just like any other small, medium-sized financial institution, but some are unique to their structure.
Gotcha. So can you share a couple of challenges and opportunities you discovered in this report? Because you already alluded to the branches who are in high risk areas of fire. I mean, we're in San Diego, so we're in the middle of fire season right now. So we're all kind of sitting on the edge of our seats each year this time of the year. But so can you share some other challenges? And then we'll dive into some of the opportunities as well.
Sure. Kind of three big areas of challenges. One is physical risk, being near fires, floods, tornadoes, and that it's not just where the branch is located, but where their portfolio, are they loaning in a community? And if, God forbid, there was a big fire or a flood or a tornado, does it wipe out not just a house, but their entire sector or a big portion of their work? So physical risk, and those are happening more. Last year, the United States had $145 billion of economic loss because of climate risk.
Good grief. There
were 20 storms that were over $1 billion each. So these are happening more and more and more frequently. Physical risk is one. The second is transition risk, that if you're invested in a company that is, say, selling parts to the fossil fuel industry, and the fossil fuel industry is changing, well, will that company in 5 years or 10 years be around?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or just if you sell parts to a gas station, and by 2035, all major U.S. manufacturer auto companies are going to be selling just EVs. So that changes. So there's transition in every industry and understanding those risks. And the third is lack of data, that there is not a good one database that they can look at. So if I were a credit union, going to your customers and understanding the risk, it takes some digging in.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, a lot of change going on, obviously, here, especially on the risk side here. You point out some great, great points here. So let's look at the other side of the coin here. Can you share some opportunities that credit unions can expect?
Sure. So as the world goes through a transition, there is more solar, more wind, more hydro, electric vehicles, et cetera, more new technologies. Well, those all need capital. And so the world is expected to spend several trillion dollars a year in new growth opportunities. So credit unions, and there are many that are doing this now, our report highlights that, and it's available on the Filene website or on our website, mm-hmm. which is CERES.org.
Okay.
People can take a look at it. It's all free. So there are several credit unions that are already taking advantage of this, that have special programs, whether it be for renewable energy or electric vehicles or other things, yeah. but there are a lot that aren't. And so that there is trillions of dollars going to be entering the marketplace that wasn't entering before, and credit unions can position themselves to get their more than their fair share.
Yeah, and the report pointed out that there's, $360 billion by 2030 for electric vehicle financing and solar lending, which solar is going crazy, especially out here. So can you highlight that, or can you expand on that real quick?
Exactly. So those are just two areas that obviously credit unions do so much with residential and car loans. So just in the areas that they're really expert in, those are areas that will change. The other area is a lot of money for renovation, updating homes, insulation, weatherization, new light bulbs. So there are a variety of programs there, but then there are other areas, new technology or emerging technologies. And I know we're going to talk about the IRA in just a minute, but that also creates some more opportunities. So there is like lots of things, enormous risks, but also big opportunities. I'm just talking on the business side,
yeah.
Not just on the climate. On the climate side, there are also big challenges as well. But just if I were running a credit union, I'd view this as an enormous risk, but also a big opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad you said that. So, what should credit unions be doing right now to kind of prepare for what's coming down the turnpike here?
Yeah. So there are lots of things. We have a detailed set of recommendations in the report and on the website, but at a high level, first is have a work group within your credit union that's looking at this. Work with other credit unions or your trade association or your other groups to do research together to educate yourself. Then put together climate relevant data to understand not just your branches, but the companies you loan to, not residential, but the commercial. What kind of risk do they have as part of that? There are methodologies out there. I won't go through a lot of acronyms now, but there are methodologies out there. And then over time, put together what's called a climate scenario analysis of the loan portfolio, looking at the risks of them, mm-hmm. just as right now they look at risks, but our sense is many underreport the risks from climate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's so much opportunity out there right now, and even more so in the next 10 to 20 years for sure. All right. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Kind of. We're kind of, let's say we're segueing into the president's recent bill signing of the Inflation Reduction Act, which you call the IRA. I never heard it use the acronym before. So what does this mean for credit unions, just to kind of start things out here?
So first is what it means for the country and then for credit unions is it's the largest investment in renewable energy, new technologies that our country's ever spent before. The president has said last year that he wants the United States, and many countries have said this, that they want to reduce emissions by 50% by the year 2030. this will help us achieve that. It won't get us all the way, but it'll help us achieve that.
Right.
So that's new investment. What does that mean for credit unions? That means that there's roughly $70 billion that will be spent in a lot of different pockets, some just for renewables, some for home, some for EV, some for infrastructure, some for roads, some for a variety of other, there are a variety of buckets. Mm-hmm. And that credit, and that'll make it easier. And some will be direct grants to companies. Some will be a loan. Some will be a government will put up X dollars if the private sector puts up Y dollars. So for credit unions to understand what's happening with this money, and then kind of like the pandemic PPP loans, that the more the banks and the credit unions understood this, they could help their customers get more money.
Yeah.
So these will be lots of pockets. So again, whether every credit union or they do it together and through association, find out all the details and then go to their customers and say, did you know there's money available for this wind or this solar or this geothermal or this area? And then it's good for their customers. Obviously, it's, if it's good for the customers, it's good for the for credit union. And it will also reduce the risk. In some programs, not everyone, the government will take often the first dollar is kind of the riskiest dollar. So they might take some of the riskier positions.
Oh my gosh, this is so, and I'm looking at that number and I'm thinking that might be kind of low. I think it might be more than the $370 billion that you said. I think it might be because just how things are exploding, I mean, in a good way.
Yeah. So it'll definitely be more because, so the federal government is very good at leveraging. So they'll say to somebody, we'll put up a dollar if you put up X.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to pay for 100% of something. So when you take that roughly $70 billion of federal money, then if you add private capital and through debt and equity, we're talking in the trillions.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So I'm thinking as you're talking, like the next step for credit unions in this area, the word education comes to mind is, okay, now you need to tell your members that this is available. This opportunity is out there for them, right? So is that kind of a logical step for a credit union to do here?
Yeah, is for them to either, again, each credit union or getting credit unions together through associations.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Do some research on what's in the Inflation Reduction Act, because there are, again, many, many line items. I've seen several scenarios, several write-ups about this, and there are many funds. Some go to Department of Energy, some EPA, some housing, different areas, and then say, okay, which ones affect their market? They can't do everything.
Yeah.
And then have their staff or consultants work on those. And then once they have that information, as you say, educate their members and say, you know that there's a fund for blank billion for this and blank million for that. Mm-hmm. And what can we do to help your business to grow or to put solar on or to do wind or whatever it might be?
Yeah.
New technologies.
Yeah, because these deadlines that they're saying, you know, by the year 2030 or by the year 2040, you know, I mean, these are going to be here before you know it. I mean, 2030 is basically 7 years away. So, and that's going to go like that, and 2040 as well. So, or 2050. Yeah. So, yeah. So this is, so, you know, time is of the essence, it sounds like. So it's time to act now, I guess, right?
It is. And it's also, I mean, you know, you're out west, obviously, with issues of the drought. And these are enormous areas. So, and I know the various federal agencies in the White House, they're working on implementation now, you know, guidance of how, because they weren't sure until the bill was finalized, what would be in and what would not. There was a lot of negotiations leading up to the very last minute. So, but it's very exciting and big investment, a real commitment of leadership from Congress and the president working together on these areas. Yeah. And so credit unions, now is the time for them to look at those opportunities, figure out where they want to focus in, build that expertise either through internally a consultant, an association, and then start to reach out to their members.
Yeah, this is definitely the credit union wheelhouse for sure. So yeah, now's the time to act because the opportunity is massive. So anything else to add to wrap up here, Stephen? This is really great stuff here.
I just think that it's a there is no change that people do better by not planning. And we're facing a big change in our economy because of these areas. And there are enormous risks, businesses are going to go out of business. There'll be places that people won't be able to live anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
We look at the supply chain challenges from the pandemic. There'll be further supply chain issues. So there's lots of risks, and we have to go into it clear-eyed. And with enough planning time, we can quote-unquote weather those risks, yeah, to use the pun. But then there's also enormous opportunities. We see this as a way for credit unions to do what they do so well, and be a service in their community with their members. Mm-hmm. And in the process, they make more money.
Exactly.
And create more jobs for these areas.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's a great message to end on. Stephen, thank you so much for your time today. And we'll put the link in for the study that you guys did, the changing climate for credit unions. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. And of course, the link to your site as well, so people can get to it and check it out as well. So yeah, great stuff, Stephen. Thank you so much. Again, a lot of opportunity on the horizon for credit unions and their members right now. So yeah, go out there and check it out. And it's all in that report too. So well done, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You are.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.